you don't quick, slide up in your cheek quicker. Thinking that you'll click a slick, man, my family's much thicker. Pick it like a high screen at the top of the keyboard. This ain't high school, don't try and test me. Take notes of my quotes, see the words I spoke. Dead to Hollywood.
Shout out to White Lotus.
Getaway,
oh, it down, Lost Son.
Send to me, I book him a bed at the closest emergency. Another MC served by Pisces.
We are normally on a Friday, but of course it's Wednesday because we couldn't do a show last Friday.
You ain't
Friday the 13th hit us real hard last week.
Even know the flame. Haters better back down before I put this.
But of course, it's all about this Friday as well. We're going to be live again.
Laughing now, I don't start trouble. Trouble finds me.
Shan, if you're out there, please contact the studio.
They say your boy is ill. Every track that I'm on, I enforce my will. And every feature, I deploy my skill. I'm unsigned, happy with no deal. For real, cause I enjoy being free. Dotting my own I's, crossing my own T's. Making my own G's, then flying across seas. Yo, you know who I be.
Y'all know who's on the track. Major League, Major League. Y'all know who's on the
Friday
track.
Night.
Major League.
Major on a Wednesday. Once again, Shan, if you're out there, please contact the studio. Let us know if we can have the official blast.
Rubble still stands. I see cotton, glass be popping. Lunch get filled in. City of God plotting. Runs me Scotty writing children. My crew be Motley rocking. Beast Blood Ink Echo concocted. My life, the real life movie. Every nigga watching. Spawn semi. Bonds got bronze. Golden bars for marksmen. Baby Bar Mel Sean remix. Hollow point the content. Got a real hot pocket. That money burn a hole in. Two words on the disturb. Never sh- where your nose is. Now before you think about your gun, think about, oh, then go his. Old dog rap. You strapped and you know it. Things on my side of the hip. Ain't love handles. American gangster. Another rap gas scandal. Gun dead. A man in camo. All my famo. On some party and bullshit. Red and black flannel. You hate the gang, man? Explain that to the ref. How these Beyonce gats push your brain to the left, to the left.
Oxy killer.
It's all about that Oxy killer. Shouting out to Gabe, how you doing, man?
He's on it. When he put the chrome in. He's on it. When he put the chrome in.
Aim at rappers, no direction.
Next one's gonna please you, Gabe. We're gonna go into it right now. We gotta keep things moving. So much brand new music, and so little time tonight.
Yeah.
See what I like to do? Putting y'all where I am. Coast to Coast Mixtape.com. Week 5. Shout out.
Like to thank y'all for letting me let people win.
Victorious on the beat. They call me the present.
ConspiracyWorldwide at gmail.com. Let us know you're out there.
I always use the Bible. I'm trying to gain composure. I'm about to lose my title. Okay. Cause I don't feel like being stimuli no more. I only want the kids to listen. Have my disc inside the store. Yep. I want the chicks to want to be with me. It's like I'm rhyming for the fame and money. Man, it's funny shit. I think I got, of course. I would talk bullshit, but my voice gets kind of hoarse. Got me feeling like a jockey on the track when I go off. On the beats like an abuser. Life is amusing. So you wonder why I sound down. Ever since I found out my homeboy was found drowned, some of my recitals started seeming suicidal when I sat my inner clown down.
Damn.
But I still be giggling at these clowns around the industry. I see them, I wanna just take the pound out and hit them. But I'm spitting, I could probably make a killing off a CD. So to really make a killing will be silly way. I told y'all I was on a mission to give people what was missing. I was pissing my position. I get MySpace messages like, when will niggas listen? Feels like I should be quitting, but this shit is my religion, so I can't.
Coast to coast,
I'ma still be in the rap biz. Round the time that the cool kids have kids. Little mama will be a mama. Young Berg's ass will be old Berg, and I'ma still throw words. 50 gon' be 50, I still be flowing fam. Soldier boy will be a soldier man, and I'll be there. Like the Jackson 5 rapping live. Ask me why I call myself the present. Why I feel like I'm a legend.
Yeah.
Why my CD feels like heaven when you play it, it can take you to a place like I'm a reverend with a sermon.
Wait a second, y'all.
I know what the ghetto needs. It's not these fake MOPs, nah. See, every time you play they shit, it feels real, real like a game on Nintendo Wii. But just depend on me, cause my shit is not a video game. It hits your heart and it sits on your brain. I gotta do it different. Some say I sound suicidal cause my music goes in a confusing cycle. See, it's like I'm grinding from the bottom just to make it to the bottom. Now my mission is to do it for survival.
Yep.
Shit, it's like I'm in the basement and I'm taking the stairs, climbing up, and every single step is taking some years. I'm trying to reach the penthouse and I'm swearing I'm there. I'm thinking I'm near the top, but I ain't even hit the lobby. I was unsigned, hype like Eminem and Common, but they made it. I feel like we don't got anything in common. I told you it's the bottom, but I'm never ever stopping. Look at rap, it's like a villain, and I'm Bruce Wayne in Gotham. A lot of cats is jokers, I don't even got a Robin. No sidekick, I'm on my BlackBerry holler. Throw me up a signal or a riddle when I promise I'll be there with the llama if my dude's got a problem. If a girl's horizontal calling me, I'm bringing condoms. It's like a aura inside him with horse groupies and drama. My man just got clapped touching someone's baby mama, and he never even knew the dude existed till he popped him. The game's tough and the streets pressure me, but I will not let it Heath Ledger me. So now I'm the Joker without the makeup, the first solo artist to break up. Who's fucking with me?
Shot stimuli into this one, Braille.
How many times have I failed to represent the heart of God?
Royce is on the way.
It's painful to admit my lack of discipline when I commit sins. It's shameful I can't live like this. I'm thankful for the heart of God because he changed all my darkest scars and set me free from behind the bars. How can I blame y'all for the state of society when I'm not entirely blameless? It's lame, isn't it? Facing imprisonment from criticism and opinions. It's getting out of control these days, isn't it? The legalism of the church legal system is missing the heart of God and showing off. Watered down religion, division within the body of believers. They will know us by our love, but our reputation precedes us. We got beautiful temples and prestigious theology, but what the people need is Jesus. Keeping up with the Joneses, working overtime for a paycheck bonus, and constantly losing focus. How can I dumb down the heart of God? He sent his son to come down and die for me. I was in dire need. Really want is the heart of God, but I don't live my life like I really mean the words that I say. I want the heart of God to speak through my lyrics. Why should you listen to me when I don't listen to the Holy Spirit? There's no power in my music anymore, cause I ignore the heart of God when he's knocking on my door. I settle for less, wrestle with the flesh, and my vessel has a leak in it from the pressure and the stress. Forgive me if I get ahead of myself. I need a moment to get my head back on my shoulders. I was decapitated like Sleepy Hollow, the headless horseman. I'm at the last supper looking for my double portion. We get discouraged cause this earth is so perilous, but God wills that no one should perish.
We gather here today to remember and honor our good friends.
And you know I'm gonna miss you. Losing you was hard, but it's made me a better man. And in that grave was all my fear. Bury my pain and hatred right here. In that grave was all my fear. Bury my misconceptions right here. Help me see clear, help me draw near. Mercy is so much more, it's right here.
Take it from the Braille album, the brand new one.
Draw near, you're not far away, I know you're right here. I don't know what religion has been telling you lately, but the creator of the universe, the stars, the sun and the moon, knows you by name, knows the mistakes you made, and he loves you.
As we keep things bouncing, wait for our next member of Slaughterhouse.
One, two.
Long time coming, but I'm
let's take it back for a second. Pop giving me lectures, mom cooking breakfast. I'm fanning a smoke alarm. Ride with me, get focused, y'all. Before Escalades pulled you bars, we pull bricks and party stone by Jinx and Taj Mama car. Just Taj, me, A-Live, and Dell. Running these Southern County streets without a care in the world. We used to roll out, hollering at various girls. 323 to the 9310 to the 5-6. Deuce, but the 213 code was mine till we moved to the 626, which would include mixtures that were strange, and I'll explain later. Back then it was 818 that stretched all the way to the valley. Me and Jermaine played in Alpha Beta and got spanked for running up and down the aisleways. Back then, a nigga never knew about gangs. Didn't know me and my family was living in the lanes. Race Brian on the big wheel. No
thought about danger, too young to even think about. Later, been a long time coming, man. Ways of my own street, could only play corner to corner, no walk in the least. Market went to 52nd Elementary till I switched schools and went to K. Anthony. Dress code getting strict as a nigga getting older in the 80s. Gang banging was real, niggas was born over bullshit. Brothers was lost, daughters and sons. Cops shooting little kids for Intertech water guns. Shit was crazy, affected you no matter who you was. Pops had to make decisions to protect all of us. So we packed up, headed out on the 60 East to the cove. A land far away, at least to me. Different languages a nigga never knew and couldn't speak. Culture shock when I met Mexicans, Chinese, Portuguese, white folks, and Filipinos. No more T-ball and Van Ness. Now it's baseball and Shadow Oak Park, where I later learned to spark folks and barrels. Cam J, what up? Every different travel been a long time coming.
Shouting out to Odyssey. And of course, Menace just said in my ear, don't forget Peter Rosenberg. Can't forget Peter Rosenberg. Shout out to Big Peter. How you doing, man?
Well, we had like 12 crews up at my high school. Race rides had us niggas acting like fools. I graduated, went to Mount Sac, and it was all about rap. So me and Cy was about that. I barely went to one class. I really never lived that. So how I talk about gats? OGs told me, niggas, stay with where your heart's at. I watched it from a distance, did me. No other nigga got caught in bad decisions from the end of 96 to 99. Tell the truth, my life was fucked up. Filled with betrayal and lies, I had to raise up. I met my nigga 360, hooked up, and started grinding. Peace to Rick Knight, Umar, Spontane, Comp, Timeless, and it ain't enough bars to put this all in one rhyme. So I figured that I'd take y'all from this moment in time to further on. Been destined for fame since I was born. Good times, rise and fall, been through it all. Rest in peace, Cameron Aiken, Kevin Wheaton, Tasha Davis, and Cam J. Y'all all miss greatly, been a long time coming.
Just checking into the Gmail account. Big shout going out to Catherine, how you doing? Oh, it's down, Mr. Green. In my opinion, one of the best producers out there in hip-hop. Oh, it's down, Mr. Green. Shout out to Pace One. Friday Night Live on a Wednesday.
In the mirror and I hated myself on a path of destruction that I ain't ignore and measure a day's success against the day before. Plus, yeah, I know that I've given you a list of times of promises we're gonna change up and switch our lives. A list of times we've weathered payday beatings, job interviews and failed AA meetings.
Rock, rock on, like the people say. Sometimes life is unkind, I know what people say. I've made mistakes, I hang my face. My tears running down, you know I'm out of my place. I got a lot of problems that we need to address. These issues were around before we ever had sex. Yeah, my guilt is real, hope you feel me when I'm saying it. Learn to face my demons so you know that we be making it.
Never placing a burden on you. I'll stop wasting my time in the booth. We're gonna... Right now I'm taking those steps, and I will grab life and make it the best. Never placing a burden on you. I'll stop wasting my time in the booth. We're gonna... Right now I'm taking those steps, and I will grab life and make it the best.
As the clock ticks, time is irrelevant. What I've done in the past pops in my head again. The girls, the booze, are blurring my life. Can't change a damn thing, so I'm making it right. Taking my time, no more tough guys and hooligans. No more blues and things, fighting over foolish shit. Keep it moving, no one's ever perfect. If I never straighten up, I'll never know if it was worth it.
Better people, yeah, I hated them. I hated them, and stand as shadows of greater men. All I do is ignore feelings and greater pen. Against the pad and pray to God it's fate again. Yeah, and keep rapping till I'm old and finished, and have a son or a daughter that we can mold in an image. And take steps to make sure no negative twists of fate sidetracks them and they cherish their gifts. We're gonna...
Send this one out to Riddick.
On you. I'll stop wasting my time in the booth. We're gonna... Right now I'm taking those steps and I... we'll grab life and make it the best.
Representing talent from all over Australia in the building. You know, since we were last on Air Menace, that was a shocking news story. What happened in Australia? I don't know if you picked up on that.
Yeah, I did. Terrible. Terrible.
A fire which wiped out like whole towns and cities. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, the size of England, apparently.
That's unbelievable, man.
It's horrible, man. I work with an Australian and he's got family over there that have been affected by it. It's terrible, man.
They were saying, this is what the government was saying out in Australia, for people unaware of this story, they were saying, don't, whatever you do, you're wasting your time trying to get in your car now and drive away from the flames. It is quicker than your car. Your car could not match the speed at which those flames are coming at you. And that's something, I discussed it with a few people, but I could not envisage a flame, you know, a fire coming towards you quicker than, you know, like a car would drive. That's how quick it was spreading out there. But anyway, jeez, yeah.
This is just terrible. It's just, I mean, what's the status on it right now? Is it still something that's, still going on?
I think with the army and the fire brigade out there, I think they got it under control. But, you know, I do know a lot of people out in Australia via this show and via the internet and whatnot. And, yeah. You know, I haven't heard from them for a while. So you just never know, you know, if like something the size of England was burnt away. Then you just wonder, yeah. Don't you? Are these people still with us? But if any Australian listeners are locked on, I know we get quite a few people either listening live or checking out the podcast. Then let us know what you know. Everything's cool. Cause,
and I'm sorry. I remembered we did a birthday shout earlier from B Rad. I've just got a message from somebody. Can you give a shout out for Dr. Dre? It's his birthday today. He turns 44.
Really? Is that real?
Yeah, no, that's real. Apparently, he turned 44 today. So. Happy birthday, Dre.
Oh, absolutely. No, happy birthday, Dre. I think B-Rad was yesterday, so just one day difference. But B-Rad 23, Dr. Dre 44. I thought he was older than that. I thought he was about 95. No, I thought he was a bit older than 44, to be honest with you. I thought he's been...
I did too, yeah.
Like, he's probably just a stage age. You know what I mean? That kind of... Yeah, 44, yeah. That's the one. Well, you know, maybe, you know, in about 6 years, we'll be saying, like, Dr. Dre, you know, happy 50th, and... apparently the new album's coming soon. Because you heard from Joel Ortiz, it's not just held Bishop Lamont back and made Busta Rhymes bugger off, but it's been quite a big issue, this album, now.
It's unbelievable, to be honest. I mean, how many times that album has been scrapped? I guess we'll never know, but... And what's it going to be like, too? All these times it's being scrapped for what? What's it going to be like? Seriously?
Well, I mean, you can't comment, can you, on artists' creative control and stuff. I mean, I know a lot of artists do something, they're not happy with it, they throw it away. Or they, you know, put it somewhere in another folder. I mean, Immortal Technique, as everybody knows, known for that. Known for, you know, making so much music and then going, no, okay, put them over there, I'm going to do another one. You know, and sometimes people say that kind of stalls a process, but with Dre, it's unbelievable now. It's like it's almost like he daren't do it. To me, that's what I think. I think it's almost like he dent, like, oh yeah, okay, right, that's it. Well, we've got 19 tracks. What happens if they don't like it? Oh no, DLC, put it. No, we'll start again.
That's what I'm saying. He's too worried about what other people are gonna think. He doesn't want to just do him and do what Dre does best. I think he's too caught up on what everybody, not just the hip hop audience, but how everybody's gonna feel about it.
I mean, look at our interview with him. I mean, Bishop Lamont, you know, asked him personally and. Got it all set up, and then he said, no, I don't want to do it. And Bishop Lamont told us, you know, the reason why I don't want to do it is he doesn't like interviews because he's so scared he's going to get it wrong or say the wrong thing, you know? I mean, Bishop Lamont said, I think, on this show, The Three's the Magic Number, that, you know, Dre's the sort of guy that'll do an ad-lib, like one sentence, and he'll do it like about 40 times. You know, like, then ask Bishop Lamont, what do you think? Oh, no, I'll do it again. So maybe it's just that, but anyway. Still to talk tonight then to Royster59, Crooked Eye as well. Hopefully to get him on as well and complete the Slaughterhouse lineup.
Come on.
It's going to dip into a couple of more mainstream tracks than normal.
Come on.
Keep your emails rolling in. We want to know, who the hell is Peter North? What does he mean to you?
Yeah. Yes,
Yes, I does that, stays hot. I ain't gotta get my buzz back. What everybody trying to be now, I was that. They can never stop me, that's why I love rap. Been living the life, crazy ice. With the baddest chicks in the world, maybe twice. The swag, the gear, the bread, all the whips is a year ahead. I only fear the feds. 45 on the other side of the peephole. Headshot from point blank, call it a free throw. Funny cause I had the vision since Coleco. Back then, still ain't reached my peak though. Louis Loafers, Polo Pico. Call me whenever the bosses meet, yo. I drove Poppy crazy, so the industry's never gonna stop me, baby.
Can't stop me now, you can't stop me. No, you can't stop me now.
I just know one thing, they can't stop me. Whether I'm on Fifth or LA at the swap meet, it's all good, cause I know the gangsters got me. First things first, the jars of broccoli. I treat the rap game like a large monopoly. One on one, niggas can't guard me properly. And when they double team me, the odds are sloppy. I move like them 80 milligrams of oxy. Send your sister back to your family, not me. Got too hot for the grams, he got weed. In the rap bracket, he remains the top seed. Revolver hold six, quick to blow three. Audio heroin, so you don't OD. Shooters know you, but you don't know me. The block is crazy, can't stop me, baby. Ain't gonna be able to stop the bleeding, and your girl ain't gonna be able to stop the wheezing. When she get that phone call from the doc, we even. You could not stop me, so stop believing. Stop. Ringtone rap, this is not the season. Punchlines hard enough to stop your breathing, and the ladies will still pay a lot to see him. I'ma get rich long as I got my freedom. Usually when you get hit, it's for a reason. If you in the hood, better dodge the D's and watch your Q's and be on your P's and thank y'all all for coming out this evening, having a good time with your licking treason. Even if they knock me, then continue to watch me, they still wouldn't be able to stop me.
It's this bit I love. Oh, the joke. That's Jada Kiss. A lot of pressure on us to play a little bit something from that new tape. Shout out to Kimberly once again. We are looking forward to Friday. Just taking a few emails in the inbox at the moment. Just gauging what our audience know about pizza.
Yeah.
Stop dancing. Your elbows are hitting my face. Stop.
Sorry,
dancing.
Man. I can't stop dancing to that one. It's that little bit in the middle. What I will say then is about Peter North, this guy who's coming on Friday, if you don't know who we're talking about, well, I don't know the exact figure, but it's around about 3,000 women, I think, that he's slept with in his life. That's not bad.
It's quite not too shabby, not too shabby, bro.
No, that's not bad, 3,000. It probably is more than that. On Friday you'll talk about it. It's going to be an uncensored interview. We've been accepting all the questions from different areas as well. I've got the whole list of them. And any questions we don't ask Peter North on Friday, he's going to put on his official website, peternorth.com. And he's going to put those questions on there. And not only that, but there's a hint that he's also going to be giving away for all the perverts out there, or should I say for everybody out there, free access to his website, download all his films, etc., etc. That's just in the talk at the moment. But I thought he was the biggest guy in porn. Maybe I've got it wrong. But anyway, we'll see. That's Jada Kiss out of that one into this one. This is the newish remix of the Q-Tip track with Raekwon, Busta Rhymes. A little bit of mainstream, more mainstream tracks for a couple of tracks, and then we'll get back into Slaughterhouse. We'll talk to Royster 5'9".
I don't care who first or who last. I just know y'all better rock this at the drop of a dime, baby. I don't care what y'all say or what y'all do, but you got to be finished before.
Whatever happened to Ali Shaheed Muhammad?
Hold on. So here we go.
go now. It be the midnight, my body on the scene. Geographically earthed in a place called Queens. I was formed with my principles, way I displayed. When I used to cool out while all the other kids played, cause I was way too ill. I would hone my skill, go out in the park and let my chemical spill. Right there on Farmers Boulevard, I made my mark. Two dudes, brothers would dip from, was me and the Knox. And then my legend would grow on the A-Train line, where rappers would gather to see me blowing nicks and dimes. It was me, Big Pete, Tanya, and Sir Abu. In the heat of the cypher, I was not liable for all the casualties of the dirty MCs. I split the train, call it Moses, did the Red Sea. Get it in your head, we gon' rock the dead. Night of the living MCs, the week was fled. Come on, bus.
Yeah. Yeah, God body wise intelligence. Smack niggas and wrestle with elephants. My beloved, respect my benevolence. Coming like missiles, the issue is this be the shit you can't rebel against. Then I sniff out you niggas that be hiding in bushes. What's up? And strangle niggas like poisonous octopuses. Shut the fuck up. Back with hazardous weathers and blizzards as I spit. Sticking out my tongue like an iguana lizard at you corny niggas. Animal planet rap, wildlife. Stabbing you in your back, wild nights. While I hunt and eat you niggas like food, leaving you bleeding. Rattle the speakers like some buffalo stampeding. If you don't understand what I'm saying, lyrically I'm like goons accidentally beating you like gorillas playing. Just know when I spit I be seducing them. Countless money with diamonds that's buried in Jerusalem. The Renaissance.
Yo, squeezing Johnny Walker neck up in the Benzo freezing. The heck long cock block pumping is easy. Poison metals on my neck, wrists and arms. Louis luggage is bronze, a big bag of D, happy Quans. Together we the shy lights, a twist of the OJs. One line from this, I have you leaning like road spray. Poison up on Hoyt Street, my boys in. This is our choice, Brooklyn, Shallon, Wallen and the Royces. Old gold at the Golden Globes, my robe hitting the cement. Chef in the building, yep, and he bent. 1,001 goons at the room by certified clients, drug money and something up, giants. Yo, it's the Tarzan cocaine clan in the area. Gorillas and Louis hats, the more the merrier. Take mines, take 109s. We be running out of rhymes. Never bullets try to front you minds. Renaissance.
Let me spaz. Though they call me Weezy F, you gon' let me pass.
Yeah, alright, there we go. That's that track.
Yeah, what's up, my nigga?
I think we'll skip the little wave verse, if that's alright with you.
Hello, T. Yeah, I know, I'm familiar with the interview shit. I know what you're gonna ask. I got you, don't even stress it.
No, I don't respond with answers that fit a script. So the repetition of make a nigga flip. We in the game of smoking mirrors. Those engineering a bigger spliff. Blowing circles out their mouth, getting praised, but the shit a shift. I never lived a myth. If I said it, I did it. Never a legend. Word to dead, I gripped the fifth. I made my house in tenement a strip. Moving medicine and nicks. When I seen them coming, I jetted from them pricks. And still to this day, though she clean, I wish my mommy never sniffed. But the hurt is making me better with this gift. I'm live with this ink. You could die in a blink. Y'all got the nerve to ask me why do I drink? Motherfucker, sometimes I cry when I think. And y'all ain't there when them tears being dried by the sink. It was cold in the winter. My community centers who gave me dinner. I ain't mind, my table chairs gave me splinters. Set up to be a loser, but was made to be a winner. If they paint hip-hop, I bet my face be in the picture. If they wrote a rap Bible, bet my name be in the scriptures. If shorty say I'm her idol, bet her face be in my zipper. I came a long way from the staples in my Skrilla. Stains on my pants, hardly had a cut. The ladies ain't wanna dance, so house parties would suck. All my friends on the wall, I'm in a hall with a couple. Nah, I ain't complaining, just telling y'all what it is. So if y'all going through it now, just know that another kid made something out of nothing. Well, I'm fronting, I was never nothing. Older ladies used to tell my mother, ain't he something? I look at a lot of you cats and laugh, cause I'm the shit, man, and y'all ain't even passing gas. When I spit, I'm the definition of master craft, and all y'all ask about is aftermath. Motherfucker, move on. Move on. Move on.
Joel Ortiz, Joe Budden,
move on.
Royce the 5'9", Crooked Eye.
Look, I gotta get my own interview. Since niggas that do my interviews focus on whatever's minuscule,
like,
or paint me as a cynical. But the canvas will limit you. You can't go beyond what there's no limit to. If I think hip-hop is dead, I think it's being revived. And that comes from me being inside, where the demons get by, see them get by. If I'm a demon, here's why. Come from hearing and seeing venomous lies. So the beast to me cries, cause when it's all you hear, she could overbear, just when the old ain't near. And so I try to think straight, cause when you stare in the rear, rest in peace, do what you can, nigga, yeah. I'm on another label, not that other label. That means it's no longer my problem, it's theirs. Some say it's a conspiracy. I say if everybody's on the throne, that's just more motive to kill the air. Ask me about Pump It Up and I'ma think you sheep. Oh, you must not know I'm deep. I'm so off of music, so y'all get sound scanned every week. Me, I just got my little man every week. Jersey City loves me despite y'all beliefs. Cause they was baby stepping, I showed them how to leap. Ask me about swag, I'ma change the topic, the lyrics, and then brag. Plus, look at you like a fag. I love everybody, don't ask about who I beefed with. They burnt the bridge, but they was standing underneath it. On my grind, Benjamin Hutton. Was old since I was young, call me Benjamin Button. Stop using slang just for you to be cool, cause I go back to when it was cool to be you. I'm a hero, no I mean I'm hero, from heroes, y'all chase zeros. Motherfucker, I just got finished hating me, feeling like a zero. They played De Niro, never been there though. So before your next thought, understand, there's much more to me than a man. Either that or move on. Keep the truck, yeah, man. It's good around here. Motherfucker, move on. Ask me about no old shit. No choice, either that or you can move on.
It's nickel. My rhymes reflection of Scarface, Supreme Soul. Before Jordan was wearing 4-5, I just looked like this, I just seemed old. But I had to bleed the blood of a dirty motherfucker to suffer clean clothes in touch with a king holds. The real estate market is harsh, everything goes from foes to who you was doing everything for. But I cut them off and move on to the new checks, new friends, chasing my new ends with new threats. Watching my dreams fold like a stack of bills in the pocket of who ain't trying to push up daffodils. But we the super group. You couldn't handle this shit if you was standing before us carrying the pooper scoop. You dealt with shady shit, I dealt with shady shit. But I'm the only one can truly say I dealt with shady shit. I mean that with all respect to Paul and Sheck, but Ryan and Marshall is all you get. My flow's superb, I love Pauly Rosenberg. What I say in a track, those just words. Baby boy, forgive me, I'm just street. Cause I can change into anything niggas want me to be, like Mystique. I don't gotta dig deep to realize Slim brought big proof of Big G because he deserved it. I can I'm on the same way Shady did over him when he knew him when he attended Osborne. Marshall, I'm sorry, I knew it went left. I ain't into fucking my family like incest. If you remember Ice, used to be my life's interest. Tell Haley my wife just had a princess. Since I made up with M, it's nothing else that I can move on from. So who wants some? Like a jar of great pre-porn. You gotta ask anybody in any car wanted to move on.
You gotta quit asking about it, nigga. I'm tired of this shit. This
nigga,
like,
move on.
Slaughter, I'll just stop this shit. Shut the fuck up.
Motherfucker, move on.
I don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
Yeah. I'm trying to stop niggas, move on.
We just trying to make this money, motherfucker.
My interviews, they think I'm in a swimming pool with women who've been abused, so they turn into strippers making they living in the nude. One in the middle blowing my inner tube while the interviewer's getting ridiculed. Is this your vision? Cool, let me give you a little jewel. Any dude who wanna sit in my tennis shoes is missing screws. Don't get it misconstrued, don't get the shit confused. I'm 2 seconds from prison food, I'm a different dude. Pistol in my reach, man, still in Long Beach, man. Hoping if my grind don't help me get out, my speech can. I've been in the streets longer than Yao Ming wingspan. You can be MTV, I'll be C-SPAN. I deal with politics, bandanas and hollow tips. Half you rappers follow this, role models can swallow dick. We're stressed out over cash flow. Hip-hop used to console my soul, now it's a bunch of assholes. Rap about a dance while I'm targeting cops. Spit some shit for Oscar Grant, hit the sergeant with shots. Make him a ghost like he part of the locks. I won't stop recording till I'm making songs harder than Pox. If it don't happen, at least a nigga know he right there. Every memory under my Dodger hat's a nightmare. As a kid I had to steal breakfast, and now the best question you have to ask me is this a real necklace? Where's your beat from Dre, your feature from Cube? These things leave people confused, cause they know I leave speakers abused. I eat the EQs, I eat through the beat. What's the secret? I think it's the shoes. Back in Cali, niggas blazing stress, waiting on detox to save the West. Even if the shit is dope, it ain't giving you niggas hope unless your signature's wrote on a check from Interscope. Nope, move on, West Coast. Nah, man, West Coast, move on.
I'll get moved on.
Slaughterhouse.
Well, there they are, Slaughterhouse, right in effect. Of course, the track is called Move On. And that's exactly what we're going to do right now. Should we try Royce the 5'9", Menace?
Yeah, man.
Should we call him up? Let's try him now. It's, of course, Wednesday, but it is the Friday Night Live show that never happened on Friday. Let's scroll down. Now, of course, Royce was on recently. A few people pointed that out. Royce has been on the show very recently, but he was in the mountains with D12. And we didn't really get a chance to talk. We're not going to do a big kind of explore Royce's life type interview. We tried to do that last time. It's more, of course, about Slaughterhouse and just getting like different people's perspectives on it and seeing where they go with it. So, okay, this is the number. Let's bring him on. Royce the 5'9". Wednesday Night Live.
Clear my throat. Naughty.
Yo, okay, what's up? This is Nickel.
Right. Great.
Okay, so I'll try one more time, and if not, we'll get into a track, and then we'll call him off air. No, okay, we're going to get into a track. What's that background? Is that something at your end, that background noise?
That, well, yeah, that was on a web page, sorry.
Oh, that's cool. I thought it was the voices again. I thought I can hear people talking. I thought it was something like that. Anyway, while we wait for Royce, or call him off air, I should say, we shall play this little beaut. Conspiracy Worldwide Radio.
When you step out of the little box of what will other people think, how do I put this in a way that people won't think I'm crazy, you then realise how small a box you've actually been living in.
You can't hear this frequency outside, conspiracy worldwide. 2,000 years of plans we try to hide, but we're here to expose those opposing threats. And you know, there's more to life than making a check to keep the patrons in check, then inflating the debt. They mark the spot, entire generation with the X, but I'm not the livestock you invest in. Fuck a terrorist, I'm the deadliest weapon. They're scaring us with stories of bad guys. The government has ties with every single one of them. CIA, some of them. Free made more than one of them. And three may be at the top. You should see the list of names I got top the pyramid. But my theory is what was so mysterious will come to light in due time. And through rhyme, I'ma keep the message in flight. Underground, let's unite and knock it down.
Invested a lot of time, attempted to define the bottom line. The premise, the plots, the plan, for plots of land. The power to converse on commerce and contraband. Confident, clear in a conquered land. That lives for the conflict like monsters stomp Japan. The same monsters bomb Japan. Expand the grip of fear, the resources disappear. This severe sense of loss isn't sense. Cause your sense number six is lost in idolification. Stupid glass pieces of communification. Just waiting on your cue to drop the newest sensation. Be patient. Worldwide is the station of menace and manner that takes y'all to great falls like Montana.
And I get people who still come to me all the time and say, you're all wrong with the Jews. The Jews are subverting the world. Man, it's not the Jews. It's not the Catholics. It's not the blacks. It's these men who belong to the ancient mystery schools who meet in secret beside the fate of the world. And they belong to all different races and all different nationalities and all different religions to the public point of view. But in secret, it's a different story.
Queensbridge, stand up, motherfuckers.
straight beast on the streets. I'm lucky I made it, I can't believe it. I'm looking around the town and I feel like Simon Phoenix. Murder, death, kill, all on my mind. You ain't hear this type of shit in a very long time. I'm 10 times deadly, ready, aim steady. One to the head and the rest for your belly. The south side slasher, run up, cut your throat. Just to let your motherfuckers know this ain't no fucking joke. What? Black poet, don't give a fuck.
You don't want it.
I will fuck y'all niggas up.
Don't you get it?
Black poet, don't give a fuck.
But you don't want it.
I will fuck y'all niggas up. What y'all motherfuckers gonna do when trouble come? I'm hardcore, heavyweight, you bubble gum. My style is buck wild, straight from the slum. I come from where niggas pray to the gun. All y'all stupid niggas talking that beef shit. Fighting for New York, when these is my streets, bitch. I use terrorist techniques, the warrior wreck beats. Home run your head off your neck piece. It's black poet, hip hop's most dangerous. Spit the type of shit that make all the gangs bang to this. All you rap critics gotta give it up. I'm like the narcs choking on your neck, make you spit it up. What? Black poet don't give a fuck.
You don't want it.
I will fuck y'all niggas up.
Don't you get it?
Black poet don't give a fuck.
But you don't want it.
I will fuck y'all niggas up. My motto is fuck y'all niggas who wanna rumble. I drag your little monkey ass all through the jungle. This is what it comes to. I gotta come through. Buckshot, buckshot, show you what them guns do. I'm out of my mind, I'm fucking crazy. I'll have mama's baby pushing up daisies. You want it, you got it, I'll give you a death wish. I've been going to war since I was young and reckless. Ask about me, I'm a motherfucking hustler. Don't get low, take the money from the customers. Low, down, dirty, grimy, right in front of your face and you still can't find me. Screwball, went to war with Giuliani. I'm pure New York, got train tracks inside me. Black poet, don't give a fuck. I will fuck y'all niggas up.
Don't you get it?
Y'all niggas know what the fuck it is. Black poet, primo, next level shit, motherfuckers.
Ooh. Of course, the sound of Black Poet. Massive respect to everybody out there, everybody involved. If you want to get involved with Conspiracy, of course, we are 100% here for the fun, as Joel Ortiz said. And of course, Joel Ortiz is a member of Slaughterhouse, so is our next guest tonight. Let's bring him on now. He's in the studio as well. I wonder if, ironically, our next guest, Royce, will be in the same studio as Joel. I wonder if he's actually gone over there since we last spoke. I just spoke to him off air, and he's all good. He's all ready. So, let's bring him in. Royce the 5'9". Try him again. He said he was going to pick up, so you're just finding a quiet place in the studio.
Yeah.
Hello, Royce the 5'9". Welcome back to the Friday Night Live Show.
All right. How you feeling, man?
Yeah, we're feeling good tonight. Now, I don't know what JJ broke down, but tonight the whole theme is Slaughterhouse. We've had Joel Ortiz up on the show. We had Joe Budden up on the show, hoping to get Crooked Eye in a few moments. And the question I asked, of course, to all the guests that have been on so far is Slaughterhouse. What is that?
Slaughterhouse is basically just a collective group of very, very thorough, rugged MCs that just decided to get together and just basically slaughter everybody. For those that have that competitive nature, We're here to shut everything down.
Yeah, absolutely. Joe Budden was on the show, and Joe Budden was saying, when I asked him that question, he said, it's the biggest group in the world. This is the best rap group ever formed. Joel said that was an understatement.
Hold on one second. You're breaking up. Hold on. Let me go in this room over here where I know I got good reception. Sorry about that.
That's okay. It's no problem. I was just saying, when I mentioned about Slaughterhouse, of course, I was asking you that rhetorically. We know exactly what was about to happen. I asked Joe Budden. Joe Budden said that Slaughterhouse is the best rap group ever to be formed. I said that to Joel Ortiz, and he said that's an understatement. So this is going to be something. This is going to be something real special.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we are real excited about it, and I agree with Ortiz. That's definitely an understatement. I mean, this is something epic. Something that's never happened before. You know, it's the first time that it's going to happen, and it'll never be another one after. You know, I think it's one of those types of situations. Yeah. We handpicked the four best people for the positions that we're playing, the role that we play in the group, and I just don't think there'll ever be another movement this strong.
No, exactly. I mean, on paper and talent-wise, this is incredible. I mean, and grind-wise as well. I mean, I think that's another thing that needs to be recognised, that, you know, all four members, you know, you've been there, got the T-shirt, but it's all come through self-grind, you know, hard work, that sort of thing. You mentioned a selection process there. I mean, what do you mean by that, a selection process? I mean, were there many people wanting to get down with Slaughterhouse, or, you know, how did it come about?
You know what, man? It was a lot of people. It kind of caught feelings like, yo, why wasn't I in the group? Why wasn't I invited to be in the group? It was a hard process, but we basically went off of the actual song Slaughterhouse when we first recorded it. And Nino Bless was actually on the song, but we was trying to keep it to as much of a minimum as possible. You know what I'm saying? So really, if it could have just been two or three members, that would have been good. But if we had to go with that four, like, you can't call your thing a movement without Ortiz, without Crooked, without Joey, you know what I'm saying? And without me. So it ended up having to be those four people, but it was a lot of meetings that took place. A lot of people was in consideration, but at the end of the day, we feel we went with the best four people, and so far it's been working.
Yeah.
Last show
that we did, we had Nino Bless. Just out the blue, we had Nino Bless on the show. Great guy. Came across brilliant, you know, to us here. The listeners loved him and everything. He's a real talented lyricist. The question that's being, of course, asked at this point by so many people in tune around the world is, who then was considered for this group, apart from Nino?
I can't say no names, man. I can't do it. Joey is a little more outspoken than I am. He might divulge a few names, but I can't say no names just out of respect to those people, because I don't want those people to feel like, oh man, they saying they was rejecting me or whatever like that. Like, you know, this with all due respect to everybody, but it was a lot of people in consideration.
I can't say no names. Yeah, no, I accept that. No, of course. Listen, you're in the studio at the moment, you told me. What are you working on at this precise time we're talking to you?
I'm working on the album, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna probably cut for another 2 weeks. And I'm going to try and make this deadline so I can get the album out by the springtime. You know what I'm saying? So we're looking at hopefully April or May for the Street Hop album.
Right, excellent, man. Break down the title, because there will be people unaware about this move. Break down the title and what's coming up in terms of this album.
Yeah, Street Hop. It's my solo album. It's called Street Hop. It's executive produced by DJ Premier. I got an ill bunch of songs. Like, if you into the Bar Exam 2, like, you're going to absolutely fall in love with this album. It's not being compromised creatively with trying to go for radio or trying to go for something that I feel would be a big hit. It's like I'm redoing Illmatic. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm taking it there. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm doing with the album. It's conceptually, it's crazy. It's a lot of spit records on there, and I'm just going away from anything that you feel is standard with this album. I might have a song with no hook on it that's 7 minutes long. I might have an acapella. Like, you never know what you're going to get with the album. It's going to be raw on that level.
Now, I don't doubt you for 1 second, but you did mention there, you said, I'm taking it Illmatic. That's where I'm going with this. Now, is that just because of the DJ Premier involvement, or do you feel there's something about this album, the way it's sounded now, which is Illmatic? It has that edge to it.
Yeah, I just, you know what? I found a lane. I found a lane that I'm comfortable in, you know, and I finally realized for the first time in my career what I've been being adored for, and that's just spit. You know what I'm saying? So I felt like, you know what? Nobody's done a real raw album in a long time. You know, people tend to follow rules, and I tend to break rules. You know what I'm saying? So I felt like going away from that. So before I recorded the first song, in my mind, I was thinking to myself, like, look, I need to do an Illmatic. I need to do something that's just raw from front to back. And, you know, that's kind of what I've been staying on. It's kind of like how the Bar Exam is. You know, but the album is just going to be the original version of that.
Cool. This sounds great. You mentioned there, like, I finally found my lane. That's what you said. Now, before this then, before Bar Exam, before, say, like the past 12, you know, 24 months, where were you then? What lane were you in?
I was stuck trying to, like, show people my versatility. Like, I'll come out with a boom, and then right after that, I'll come with You Can't Touch Me something for the club and for the radio. And I think that kind of confuses people. I think they want to be able to know me for one thing first, and then I can evolve into the artist that's able to make other types of records. But for right now, you know, the main thing that people love me for, I want to give them a whole album of that. Like, imagine if Cannabis just gave you a whole album full of those verses that he did on other people's songs. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that album would have been a classic because that's what people expected from him. You know, so I'm kind of like in that's the pocket that I'm in right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, by our connection that we've got with Cannabis, he's asked us to mention it tonight. He's just 100% confirming this, but we've got Cannabis on the show on Friday. Now, obviously, he's a highly sought after lyricist. But when it comes to, comparison between yourself and Cannabis, I think the main difference, and this is just my personal view, is the exposure that you've got. You have this exposure, which Cannabis sometimes doesn't always have. But he is supposed to be, hopefully, 100% going to be on the show this Friday. So we're really looking forward to that. It's strange you should mention that at that point. But no, in terms of where you are, then that kind of clarifies that. What about the future then? I mean, after this, have you got anything else in mind? After Slaughterhouse, after this new album, you know, is there anything else in the pipeline in the future?
Yeah, I can't. It's hard for me to even think further than that. Like,
okay.
You know, my solo project and Slaughterhouse project is totally consuming my life. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I can't think. And then after that, like, I'm putting every brain cell that I have in terms of thought into both of those projects. You know what I'm saying? Those two projects are my babies. My Street Hop album is my most important album for myself. And the Slaughterhouse is so significant for my career that I got to go hard with both of those projects. And I can't think of the possibility of anything coming after that. Like, sky's the limit on the kind of doors that can be opened up if we execute these two projects properly.
Well, anything you've worked on that's had anything to do with Primo, the chemistry between you and him is Gangstar. And I know that's a little slightly blasphemous in terms of, you know, the legacy, the beauty that was Gangstar in the music, but you have that chemistry. It's perfect. Now, to talk about that and a little bit more, I've got my co-host Menace. Menace, I'm just going to hand over to him now.
Peace. How you doing, Royce?
Yeah. Like, the whole Prime situation was just a blessing for me. You know, like, we got with each other and did a record. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know he was gonna fall in love with me creatively like that. You know what I'm saying? And that kind of happened. And then we took the relationship from just a business working relationship to like a brotherly relationship. You know what I'm saying? So anytime you're that close to somebody, you're that good of friends, it's easy for y'all to go in the studio and just make a record because at that point it's fun. So every time me and Prime get in the studio together, it's fun. It's a fun process. You know, and we just do that every time, and I think that's why we sound so cohesive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And again, it's strange that you've mentioned there that word fun, because we were talking to Joel Ortiz, and a big theme of what he was saying about the music, and particularly the Slaughterhouse project, is the word fun. As long as there's a smile on his face when he walks out the studio, that's what matters to him. The business side, that can be dealt with later. You know, that can be dealt with later. That can be and will be dealt with by the people who get paid to deal with it. But the element of fun, and that's something that you and Primo have got, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's every time we get in the studio, it's never business. It's always, it's a pleasure. You know what I'm saying? It's a pleasure for us to both be in there. We're doing what we love to do. It's no pressure. You know, it's not like, yo, I need this 16 and such and such amount of minutes. It's not never nothing like that. It's just always a good vibe. You know, it's never no pressure. So, you know, I'm not on him about how fast can you make the beat. You know, take your time. You can't rush greatness. You know what I'm saying? Like, the fans don't know what goes into making a record. All they know is that they like it at the end of the day. So let's take our times. Let's get it done right. Let's have a good time. Let's joke. Let's reminisce. Smoke weed, whatever you do, drink, and just, you know, just make it happen. And that's kind of like how the vibe is always with Frank.
Yeah, no, that's dope. Sorry, Menace, my co-host, I cut you off there. Sorry, man.
No, it's fine. All right, well, I mean, continuing on with what you just said with regards, you know, fans not knowing what goes into a song, a track, an album, whatever. I mean, I'm going to talk about Slaughterhouse and how you guys record. I mean, as individuals, you all obviously, you know, have an understanding of what hip-hop should sound like collectively, and that comes across you know, in everything you guys have recorded so far. I mean, as fans of the art form, first and foremost, and understanding how technology can mess with the art and the process of making music, and with every member being in different states, how is the recording process being dealt with regards to, you know, scheduling and technology?
We just try to get in the lab with each other as much as possible. You know, we try not to do the email versus via email thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think you can always tell, like, the actual overall quality of the record is compromised when you do that, when you send in verses back and forth. So what we've been trying to do is all four of us collectively get together and get in the same studio and bang our songs. And usually when we do that, the songs come out great. Like the Onslaught record, you know, we was all in the same room when we did that, and I think that's why I came out sounding like it did. And we got a few joints where we email in verses, but for the most part, our strategy for that is just to actually go old school with it and just all get together and get the same studio. I don't care if it's in Detroit, if it's in Cali, if it's in New York. We just gonna get it done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the last time we talked, I believe you would just drop the Onslaught track and the title track. I mean, since then, you guys obviously have put out Move On, the remix, as well as Rocket and Live Show at the SOBs, which we talked about, the Joel Ortiz earlier. I mean, what was the reception been like generally since then? And I mean, what's the status on the new Slaughterhouse tracks? Leaking anytime soon?
It's been crazy, man. It far exceeds our expectations of what we thought. You know, like the Move On record, like, just to be totally honest, I was iffy about that record. I was up in the air about it. I thought the record was kind of long, but once it hit the net, man, and I seen the response, I said, okay, this is serious. What we doing is serious. We at the point now where we competing with ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it. There is no competition. We competing with whatever we did last. You know, so our thing now is just the top, the last thing we did every time we come up.
How intense are these sessions, man? Is it usually a time where you got Joel or Budden or Nito rewriting verses in a studio?
Everybody be rewriting, you know what I'm saying? But the sessions is just real competitive. You know, it's not foreign for somebody to be like, you know what, I'm rewriting my verse. I mean, you have to perform at your highest capability. You can't get drunk and be like, oh man, I was drunk last night, because the next day you're gonna spend making up for the day before. Like, you got to be on point with these dudes, and you got to perform at a level that you never performed at before. Because I understand it's a possibility for you to get towed up by somebody.
You didn't call yourself
Slaughterhouse. I personally don't like getting towed up on the track. You know what I'm saying? So I'm always going to try and step my thing up when I'm in there with them.
Exactly. You didn't call yourself Slaughterhouse for no reason. There's a reason for it. Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, with Slaughterhouse still being such a new name in hip hop, as far as what you represent collectively goes, I mean, the Slaughterhouse story, you know, of how everybody got together is still, you know, pretty much unheard of, at least for our listeners, especially in UK. You know, beyond being a fan of the guys in Slaughterhouse, did you guys have, you know, pre-existing relationships with each other before forming the group?
Yeah, you know what? I didn't even know Ortiz. I didn't know Ortiz, and I didn't know Crooked. This group was an opportunity for me to build a relationship with some very good guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, prior to us forming a group, none of us knew each other.
No.
You know? And then we got with each other, and we connected so quick. Kind of like with me and Premier. You know, and it's really been working. You know, they some real dudes. You know, I like everything about those dudes. You know what I'm saying? But the group is what brought us together.
Mm. No, I mean, obviously, you guys haven't always got along. I mean, particularly you and Joe Budden. But prior to you guys had your problems, I wasn't sure if you guys were cool before the problems you had.
No, me and Joey, we didn't have a relationship before we had our little.
You didn't?
I heard that.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
The whole group situation is pretty much what brought us together as friends. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We came together like, you know what, it's a great opportunity for us all to get together and make something that's crazy. And if my mind frame was, if I can build a relationship with somebody and be friends with somebody in the process, that's just a plus. But for now, it's business. But now it's more than business. Mm-hmm. Like, we all good friends now. You know what I'm saying? And it didn't take long at all for me to feel like that about them.
No, no, not at all. But I suppose, you know, friendship comes from, like, those moments, like you said, those moments of competition, those moments where you do have the banter that you've got with Primo. That's where the friendships come from, hasn't it, with you and other members of Slaughterhouse? It's come from being there, having your little, you know, banter in the studio, rewriting verses. That's where the bonds come, I suppose.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You just said it right there. You just said a mouthful right there. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, that's it. Listen, man, but before we break out, because I know you're busy, I know you're in the studio, I don't want to keep you from your music, so we're going to get to a few listener questions. A few people have been messaging in, as you can imagine, asking a few questions. Let's go to the first question then. And the first question is coming from a listener out there in Europe, I don't know exactly where, and they're asking, are you on the new Eminem album?
No, I'm not. I wish I was. Trust me, that's one thing that's up in the air hanging over my head that I wish I can just take care of. I wish I could jump on that album, man. Like, I'd get on there and I would really be aiming to please. Like, whatever verse I do would probably be some of the sickest stuff I ever spit, because I can imagine what Marshall was sitting on over there. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't actually get to make the album just because of, like, schedule differences. And, you know, me and Shady spoke a few times, but whenever he's working on an album, he's very detached from anything else that's going on. And he's very, very rarely accessible. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's never accessible when he's doing an album. He's always out the loop. So I don't think it's been enough communication with me and Marshall for me to go jump on the album, but we have spoke a few times.
Okay. On a similar theme, then, coming from another listener, are you ghostwriting for anybody at the moment?
We're working on Diddy's album right now. Working on his album right now. So, yeah, I'm doing that along with trying to finish up my project. But that's it. I won't do nothing for nobody else but him.
No. Okay. What is it about Diddy? I mean, you know, is this a personal thing? Is it the personal relationship that you've got with Diddy that makes you say that?
Yeah. It's my personal relationship with him. You know, like, he's been there for me. So it's no way, you know what I'm saying, that he's going to call me and say that he needs me and I'm not going to be there. You know, like, for him, I'm willing to make time. Number one, he's a legend. And number two, he's a good friend of mine. You know, and that's the type of dude that I am. I'm always there for my people.
Yeah, you know,
so if we're working on the project and I need you, you know, I'm there. I'm there.
Yeah, absolutely. And another question coming in then. What was it like working with Rick? Rick Cordero, is it? On the videos, the visuals.
Every time I work with Rick Cordero, it's always a great, great experience, man. That dude is very, very professional. He's serious about what he does. You know, I've worked with directors, and I was like, you know, all the directors I work with is cool people, you know what I'm saying? But Rick is just, you know, he can knock stuff out fast. He don't have you waiting around. It's just like, I love working with Rick. I'm definitely going to do a lot more work with him in the future.
Oh, excellent. Listen, man, it's been a pleasure. I'll get back into the studio. Thank you so much, and thank you to JJ as well. And God bless. We're looking forward to all the new Slaughterhouse material, and we'll speak again this year at some point.
For sure, man. God bless you, too. Thank you for everything, man. Thank you for the support. Thank you for having me.
All right, man. Royster59, Friday Night Live Show, Conspiracy Worldwide Radio. Let's keep things bouncing.
Yeah. Vendetta King. Vendetta King. Get ready, motherfuckers. Yo. Since 06, they've been asking where's Jonathan. Running around continent, straight divide of the conquering. Monster a slab, boxer by Nasser, a slide to New York like Peter Parker did. What you lame, spitting flames.
Time, man. Big shout out to John Doe, Vendetta Kings. John the Baptist.
Vendetta King. Vendetta King. Get ready, motherfuckers. Yo. Since 06, they've been asking where's Jonathan. Running around continent, straight divided and conquering. Monster of a slab, boxer by Nasser, a slide through New York like Peter Parker did. What you lame, spitting flames, I'm an arsonist. Stabbed to the bone with angry blood cells and mean cartilage. Do your musical slaves on Spartacus, fuck the beach. I'd rather live in Antarctica, developing arms and armament. Deranged or reconnaissance. One shot, you will never have an arm again.
What?
Destroy your army more calmly than what Gandhi did. Pardon, bitch, watch the shell toes get a close. shade. The blade ain't no Relco. Nah. John the Baptist lost the battle. Pigs flew over the spot where hell froze. Yep. Y'all bitches on Melrose Place. We well known like Elmo. Wait, stick with the laws cause the beard like Velcro. Hell no. Break your crew up like COINTELPRO.
I give you what was destined to be. Future telepathy. Weapon reverse. Killing discrepancy. The walk by. Catch him by surprise. Look him in the eye. Soul searcher. Immediate merger. Greedy for moss. I meet your murder. Seven shot verse of perfect. Hurt you with verdicts. Leave your religion converted. These fuckers worship pentagrams inverted. To integrate the earth with foul words. Disintegrate your faith. Radioactive and toxic waste. Nuclear truth. Laser guns nuking your suits. Blowing your roof. We'll digitize. Sitting new troops. It's like the nightmare can never end. No salvation. No redemption. The smell of fear, death, and extinction. The enemy within. Pumping adrenaline. Lessen the feeling. The first seed of heroic villains. Criminal cap city. Carry capacity. Way over limits. Basically, you over finished. This is how we do the business. Like doing dishes up in Hell's Kitchen. I'm sick vicious when I wrestle this shit. The veteran ravenous medicine. Infectious lyrics is lecherous. Aggressive pessimist. Aliens, optimists, apocalypse.
Vendetta Kings with a Z.
Sound without focus is just noise.
And let's start it like this, son. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward.
If this was drugs, I'd make a million.
Focus, man. My money on my mind.
Wait, I had to let it marinate.
If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward.
Yeah. Primo, Royce the 5'9", Fonte, Stat Quo.
It's the 10 rap commandments. Number one, just be an ill nigga. You will lose, you try to race this like heel figure. I'm so ghetto with the faux metal. Show enough, blowing up on challenges like the 84 shuttle. Fuck the count, nigga, preem like a triple beam. Sicker than sick to sell a picture, listening to sickle sing. Kicking the dough, waving the faux clad and navy below. Wax niggas fast like shaving below. A gangstar, nigga, I'm fly, I'm a sight. I was dope before Escobar told me what Nas is like. When I spit the gasoline, see the fire fly. There'll be nothing after preem. This is me and my homage. Like I rely on Raj, I lean on what's happening. Got the hey, 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 like Dwayne. I'm stuck trapping. I'm going sick like the song Dwight. Any nigga feeling big, all you gon' get is a long kiss.
Brain. And let's start it like this, son. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward.
It's all good. If this was drugs, I'd make a million.
Focus, man. My money on my mind.
Wait, I had to let it marinate. What the fuck?
If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward.
Turn my headphones up.
I'm blowing up like you thought I
right
would.
Right here is where the verses start. Dedicated to that classic New York sound, and it really hurts my heart to see that people can't recognize the works of art and how they truly was a work of art. I understand we ain't back in the old days, but youngest be looking at my nigga Preem funny like he one of the OJs. No sense of history. See Chris Martin in the credits, they be thinking it's the nigga from Coldplay. So I gotta school him and remind these toddlers that hip hop started in the days of yonder. Any fool with an S950 can make beats, but this man took it and redefined the genre. Who else can make the group home sound like Rose, then make Christina Aguilera sound like soul? This is my homage, and I got your head bobbing and nodding, so we gon' bring the scratch collaging like this.
And let's start it like this, son. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward.
It's all good. If this was drugs, I'd make a million.
That quote,
focus, man.
Hey. My money on my mind.
Wait, I had to let it marinate. What the fuck?
If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward.
Step
in my arena, but make it known, friend or foe. Recognize I gave you power with this undeniable flow. I'm invincible, led by the code of streets. My game plan simple, no surrender, no retreat. Salute the trail, cause none of y'all better stay disciplined on the front line and together. Now, stay tuned for the moment of truth. Suckers gotta come clean when stat in the booth. It's mostly the voice, that's why I got mass appeal. A black cowboy, too deep, me and steel. Say your prayers, motherfucker, before you out of here. Just to get a rep out in your career. Been a long time coming, blood, sweat, and tears. Some royalty, classic like a beat from here. The public love sick for real hip hop shit. Here today, gone tomorrow, I refuse to quit. Stat Quo.
Well, let's start it like this, son.
Primo.
If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward.
It's all good. If this was drugs, I'd make a million.
Focus, man. My money on my mind.
Wait, I had to let it marinate.
What the fuck? If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward.
Turn my headphones up.
I'm blowing up like you thought I would.
And let's start it like this, son. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward.
It's all good. If this was drugs, I'd make a million.
Focus, man. My money on my mind.
Wait, I had to let it marinate.
What the fuck? If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward.
Turn my headphones up.
I'm blowing up like you thought I would.
it's got to be said, I know this is rhetoric, but that project, the new Royce album with DJ Premier's stamp, that's going to be big.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man.
I know Peter Rosenberg said to us a few months ago, said he'd heard a few tracks with Primo on the boards and Royce.
He was talking about that Shake This joint, I think, at the time.
Oh, right. Okay.
I think he was, yeah. That Shake This joint. Maybe he's heard more, though.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so I look forward to that. Can't wait for it. Right, then, what else are we going to do now, then? We've got... what's in the bag? Quite a few people, so we need to think about how we're going to manage all that. But yeah, man, Slaughterhouse, that's what it's about. I think the whole thing, and this is what I hinted at on the interviews, I think the whole thing's going to be getting a major following and mainly going to be a free download. I honestly feel that. I know it's the way things are now, but I think the element of fun will make it so that it becomes, you know, a downloaded album, a classic downloaded album.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's just going to be restricted to one project they're working on. I think they do have a big future ahead of them, and I think they're going to do a lot of stuff. But when it does come, the time where, you know, they do decide to put out an album and sell it, people need to play their part, you know, and buy the album and not download it, I think. I mean, there's already been joints where people can download, you know, the two singles they did. Mm. But I just think this is a group to support. This is definitely a movement to support. And if they do, you know, do a free project and they decide to do one to sell, just buy it, you know, and support it. Because they deserve it at the end of the day, you know.
Yeah. We'll go out, we'll go to Debate Smith's, and we shall purchase the damn thing. No, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. Send this one out to Aaron, everybody at immortaltechnique.co.uk.
Come the fuck on down, then, nigga. This is the Fight Club anthem. I don't write rhymes, I write ransom notes for cloak and dagger. The type of sickness that a raven choke a cadaver with firepower like a German Panzer division. My answer to criticism is sometimes physical force instead of lyricism. My fists are crippling organism. Body blow, your organs are missing. I torture religion and force them to listen. My words are like the original gospel given. 10th planet did it knock your world out of position. Hook to your mouth like a rainbow trout. Tie you down and pry your fucking fingernails out. And you'll be wishing you got beat the fuck down. Like 88, rocking the sheepskin in the boogie down the concrete jungle. Cripples with the force of a pound. Sometimes a life in a wheelchair comes with a round. Me and my niggas walk like gorillas and knuckles you down. We like thirst in hell, we're trapped on an island. The hood version of Jumanji, fucked up in violence. So roll a dice with three spikes and gamble with life. If you think that you can handle the price, motherfucker, this shit is gonna be the beatdown of your life. This is the shit you gon' talk about with your kids and your wife. This is a stomp out session, this ain't no regular fight. Cause your mouth is writing checks that I'm cashing tonight. This is gonna be the fucking beatdown of your life. In retrospect, this is the shit that gon' make you live right. And even though the ass whipping gon' shatter your pride, you better thank God that motherfuckers left you alive.
I was drunk and got drunk, kid tried to damage me. Slapped his mom's next day for the whole fucking family. My dead arms, a left palm, get slapped in the mess hall. I earned that red card. Beatdowns last longer than a week now. Beat me, don't see how. Reach the streets and pee now. My life story alone intimidates you. Fast, furious fist, Victor De Jesus. It's between me and her, whatever we discussed. I don't hit women, but I beat bitches up. Undisputed heavyweight, knuckles, scuffles, bloody scrapes. Even the cops can't escape Planet of the Jakes. My backhand's like concussions, cat scans. With or without a gat man, I'm Sam San. Won fights, lost fights, win or lose one price. A nigga had to earn his stripes. Caught a faggot talking trash, knocked him in the next week. You can never fucking speak about Immortal Technique. Say what you want, but swallow your words. Black eyes by Thurston Howell III.
This shit is gonna be the beatdown of your life. This is the shit you gon' talk about with your kids and your wife. This is a stomp out session, this ain't no regular fight. Cause your mouth is writing checks that I'm cashing tonight. This is gonna be the fucking beatdown of your life. In retrospect, this is the shit that gon' make you live right. And even though the ass whipping gon' shatter your pride, you better thank God that motherfuckers left you alive.
Yeah. Make sure you check us on February 20th. which is in approximately, well, 2 days. It's going to be a crazy, crazy show. Tonight's been the Slaughterhouse theme. But Friday, it is going to kick off, as they say in Newcastle. Oh, thanks, Tech. Thanks. Yeah, I'm glad you got that one.
Word up, fresh out to my nigga Immortal Technique.
As we pick up the pace, get ready for our next guest. Ah! Oh! If you're listening right now on the podcast, conspiracyworldwide@gmail.com, let us know you're there.
Crafted with melodies, pops in his 50s, back in the 70s, mom's past her 30s, still in her 40s though. Big bro was 5, big sis was 4 years old. Other bro was in his teens, so was my other sis. Make room for little jeans, such an apparent slip. Stalk off to Brooklyn, now the family's huge, and he'll be named for the dude that gave married and used. That a king was coming, see, life is poetic. I don't sing for nothing, it's Gabriel's message. To get used to the news, probably take him a second. 9 months, babies grew, but I'd make it in 7. Impatient, I knew I'd agree to be rise. I hate waiting, plus I heard music outside. In a decade, when the most funky perform, they stop to make hip-hop, then I was born. And stopping the shows, they made me, they broke the mold. Then the hospital closed. Wow. Count my fingers and my toes if I see and I hear. My skin light on my body, but it's dark on my ears. When cassettes weren't crappy yet, my hair wasn't nappy yet. Hate to think of parents having sex, but they have to get down a little or we wouldn't be here. You grossed out when they call each other pudding or dear. Fact is, IMC mics, cause they was pro pre-life. Or maybe the coin landed on heads out of 3 twice. Chose to truck the hill, another house they'll need. The doctor said it's a bill, another mouth to feed. Not sent here to rob you of fun, but that's the cost of no hat and barbecue rum. Now people need me, proceeding the storm. But what would this beat be if I wasn't born?
Happens to be the sound of Rise. R-I-S-E.
The world that I'ma use, I'll explain lame. I'ma end up reaching every line just the same. Same, you fill in the blank before I say it, that's the aim. Hey, I welcome y'all to the introduction. To learn how to play, here's the instructions. A couple rules to show you how the game functions. Yo, I'ma take a double syllable and split it down the middle so it's no longer even. The first half stay, the last half leaving. So now the end of the line sound deceiving. So figure out the word that matched before it changed the meaning. Here we go, go, let's play the game, game. Try to guess the word that I'ma use, I'll explain lame. I'ma end up reaching every line just the same, same. You fill in the blank before I say it, that's the aim.
Hey. Gate, you wanna play? How should we start? You try to guess the other half of this word. Were you smart? Alec, you see how easy that was? I say a line like my head gets light when I'm catching the buzz. Cut, got it, well we can do another. Why was Sally shocked to find it was a 9 inside my under? Age, no we can really begin. Long as these beats keep the treats falling out of my pen. Yada, rather, slow or faster is disaster. I come going in harder than a master. Beta, now in the streets we a mess. Try to test, we drop it, you stop, pop it, two in your rest. But Tory system, they claim they're the best. Hey, you ask me, I say maybe they were okay, yes. Today they wouldn't even respond. Those niggas pussy and they don't wanna fuck around with a con. Dumb, I live the life of a star. See me glide in different rides like I live inside of a car. Nouveau, yeah, that's your girl in the stand. She's a fan, when I'm done she's gonna wanna give me a hand.
Here we go, let's play the game. Trying to guess the word that I'ma use, I'll explain lame. I'ma end up reaching every line just the same. You fill in the blank before I say it, that's the aim, hey.
I welcome y'all to the introduction. To learn how to play, here's the instructions. A couple rules to show you how the game functions. Yo, I'ma take a double syllable and split it down the middle so it's no longer even. The first half stay, the last half leaving. So now the end of the line sound deceiving. So figure out the word that matches before it changed the meaning.
Here we go, let's play the game. Trying to guess the word that I'ma use, I'll explain lame. I'ma end up each and every line just the same. You fill in the blank before I say it, that's the aim, hey.
Check, this girl was pecking my neck. She knew this one mini man who used to bust in 1 sec. For Terry, it was a dude named Kev. He went to church on a Sunday and turned his back on the Rev. For Lucia, bet you caught on yet? Okay, your dogs turn scaredy cat when they facing the vet. And arrogant, because they not this slick. I keep a chase, lost for words, that's why she hop all on my dick. Shinary, I don't be giving a fuck. This line goes to each and every critic that thought I was up. See, but peep the line before last, it's breathtaking. It has your favorite rapper sounding ass. Matic, I keep the rhyme striking them. Cause I sparkle like a diamond, and shine like a gem. Shoot, not caring who I fin. I ain't believing none of y'all thug niggas living in sin. I had this girl in my bed, and every time she opened up her mouth, she was giving me head aches. Now since the day I got bread, I can spread. I know quite a few of my friends has gotten fed.
Here we go, let's play the game. Try to guess the word that I'ma use, I'll explain lame. I'ma end up reaching every line just the same. You fill in the blank before I say it, that's the aim, hey.
Tommy, nigga, you taking this shit? Yeah. Nigga, first and foremost, Big Proof and J Dilla forever, nigga.
Looking at life through our provisions of my red eyes. Slow as how I see the things going right. All the problems survive, and the mind just glides with the high. Money don't even jump aside. Looking at life through our provisions of my red eyes. Slow as how I see the things going right.
This is the one. This is the one. Brothers Ben, track is called Polluted Skyline.
Looking at life through our provisions of my red eyes. Slow as how I see the things going right. And the mind just glides with the high. Money don't even jump aside. Looking at life through our provisions of my red eyes. Slow as how I see the things going right. All the problems survive. And the mind just glides with the high. Money don't even jump aside.
Hey yo, pollute the skyline. Watch the sunrise coming down from that numb high. Soulful DT looking bug-eyed. I walk by obese women, bums in ripped up shoes. Think of poops and wrinkled suits. Sip booze with a missing tooth. Hop on the metro back to Venice. Smack the crack and senseless. Try to suck my dick for a six pack of Guinness. All for the three. Nah, I'm only kidding. Only bone coked up kittens with young staller intentions. I'm back at Venice Dock at 8 o'clock. Puff some more lie. Play the warlock. A game of chess on the boardwalk. Damn, he beats me every time. I'm still sweating from the lines. Paranoia crept up from behind. Dude was hot. Cause EE crew got more props. Bust his new spot on the tent. Rooftop got topped by us. The marvelous. He swung for the sky. I got the shit. Pancrase open palm. Caught him in his bottom lip. Took his back. Yoke his esophagus. Cut off his brain's oxygen. Knock him in unconsciousness. He tried to tap out. We ain't on the maps now. Too late. You're blacked out. Face flat. Passed out. Like you did too much nonce. My crew make laws. Break jaws. Beside a dick. Make you say, shit. He done did it again. Representing lovely blowing else in the wind.
Looking at life through our provisions of my red eyes. Slow as how I see the things going right. All the problems survive. And the mind just glides with the high. Money don't even jump aside.
Hey yo, Russ Meyer, direct this vixen. Good riddance for the feline, commence to sniffing. On the Hollywood diet, yippin' lines of high society got me taking way more than five. I plug the snow bunny in the fucking muddy blood. That's the tush plus the rug with the rag stuck. But this slut sucks, succulent crumbs. I'm done with it. Toss the bumper dub, Dub Jackson for the action. Slap across the bumper, iceberg laughing. I hit the door, strut the sidewalk. Cocaine running my brainstorm. Craniums glitching, word of Dillinger. On roads, headed toward the seashore for drinks at the bistro. Sundown on a quest for more, yeah, yo. Fast forward to 354 with my fourth hole. In a motel, of course she had blizzard. This ain't horse feathers. Door face with slight attaboy. Losing guts and nothing on skins without the rubbers on. Bless the L, and you do. The bitch started counting the sheet. Creeped out in order to dub Missy. Fuck the freak out.
Definitely feeling this joint. Brothers Ben. Be on the lookout for this one. Friday, 20th of February, 5 p.m. EST, 10 p.m. UK time. Put a date in your diary. Get a marker pen, write it on your mum's face so you don't forget. The Friday Night Live Show back in effect.
Looking at life through apparitions of my red eyes. Slow as how I see the things going right. All the problems survive.
But it's all about trying to connect with Crooked Eye right now.
Money, don't even jump aside, cause you won't survive the dive. You will die from the pressure.
And it's all about this next artist called D Life. Simply Google that, D-Life.
Peace, this is D-Life, giving a fast shout out to my man Montana Menace, Conspiracy Worldwide Radio, man.
Come on, my man, yeah.
I love this joint.
Isn't it like, when I'm on the mic, come on, my man, we be doing this shit.
It's all about D-Life, Friday Night Live.
Let's D-Life,
shit.
We stay all positive, why y'all fake gang bang? Back in the days, teenage, we did the thing. Now a grown man must change. Say the baby stop living the range, rearrange. This is what I proclaim to do. Time ticks soon, my life gon' be through. So for now, what I'm gon' do is stay true. To the root, negative, yo, get the boot. Make clean money, stack loot. For the future in America, many thug guns to shoot your face off, life get the boot. Cause all over nothing, some gangster wants something. Can't get a thing, and he not frontin', acting hard. Life so ill, many scars. So much pain, so how can we get away? Sunshine, yes, a brighter day. Walk this way, righteousness stay. Don't stray, meditate, don't wait. Do it now, don't stray, meditate. Righteousness stay, do it now. Conspiracy Worldwide Radio.
Now you can call me good dude, cause I beat your ass in the shape I don't play. When it comes to the masses, I practice my craft. So a year and a half from now, people gon' know how the brute get down. So how you get down, I mean, what's your path? Or what you don't know, then come study my class. Time gon' pass, whether you ready or not. So I rock spot, soon as I hit beat drop. Until my heart stop, whether it's rock or rap. So you will never catch me out in the trap. Because the boy no, ain't no future in that. Except 25 till laying on your back. And now back on track, so what you gon' do? You better think, little homie, cause it's too damn true that it's a war out here with the boys in blue. And everybody that wanna see you in a suit, so
going out to D Life. The track is called Walk This Way, featuring D Wiz. definitely going to be spinning that for the weeks to come. Gonna be pumping this one into the spring 2009. Friday Night Live on a Wednesday.
Yeah, just all y'all know, my man Lord Ron on the track. You know what I mean? This hip hop shit, a lot of dudes, they think it's easy, but it ain't easy. This shit is hard to make. You know what I mean? Shit ain't fly by night shit. Yo, yo, a melody hard to make, a felony philosophy hard to break. Incarcerated minds trapped behind walls of hate, man-made laws designed to dig their claws in fate. I spit the truth from this mic booth, just as long as it takes to drive a stake through the heart of the artist that ain't a part of this. Some call me fatherless, some call me a bastard with no apologies. Spent years in this art that I've mastered, crafted like temples, dedicated to God. Them cats that lost potentials and essentials, that's raw. Most of my fan base is all family, a fam to me without a fantasy. I have it, Grammys handed to me. The vanity of hip-hop has me on the verge of insanity, on the brink of, who gives a fuck what you think? So grab the mic if you like, you get fucked if you blink. The bottom line is the most shot cats sucking your sting.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm talking.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm talking.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm talking.
This shit ain't easy.
Straight up and down.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm talking. Just what I'm talking.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm talking.
This shit ain't easy.
Straight up and down. I've never been known to pull a punch, speak how I feel, seal the deal with what's real, what's for lunch. These biting ass cocksuckers, it's known for such tactics. Malpractice, doctors of the fallen angel, from angles not known to architects on drafting tables. We build hip hop out of kangles and fat cables. What's really real? Me and my nigga Willie Will Star Gel. I take you out the down like Bill Parcell. An arsenal of beats delivered by DJ Lord Ron via FedEx Parcel. Allah sold my soul, return to the spawn. Derek Strong on the back of a black horse, word is born. Yo, whenever you feel like you the man, just remember that you and your fam ain't fam with my fam. Understand, justify my cause, the boys to break. It's hard to make, cause most y'all motherfuckers is false and fake.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm talking.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm talking.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm talking.
This shit ain't easy.
Straight up and down.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm talking. Just what I'm talking.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm talking.
This shit ain't easy.
Straight up and down.
D-Strong in the Lord, shit has to be rough. That hip-hop hard to make, but built for a tough. Roaming through the lands of gnomons, invincible son, that cat strapped with the sword of omens. Give me sight, be on sight, give me a mic. Up on the stage, be on the magazine and the hype. Them dudes need to be held accountable for their rights. What you like? What the fuck you saying? Words might fuck your brain. Fuck the game, fuck the good life, and fuck the fame. Motherfuckers couldn't spit a verse to say they life and got the nerve to complain. This shit's insane, right? These dudes pay no dues, acting like they veterans in plain sight. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. He gave me the beat, and I supplied the mic cord. Transmitting live from the last cow barracks. This is hip-hop, courtesy of Lord Ron and Derek.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm talking.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm talking.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm talking. Just what I'm talking.
Straight up and down.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm talking.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm talking.
This shit ain't easy.
Straight up and down.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm talking.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm talking.
This shit ain't easy.
Just what I'm talking. Just what I'm talking.
Straight up and down.
This shouting out to Lord Ron. Man, we go back some time. We're talking about
this shit ain't easy.
2004 Conspiracy. DJ Lord Ron. And of course, Derek X.
The boom blip, the boom, the bang bang bang. You're now rocking with the best.
I think it just sums up Conspiracy this week.
Dante.
It's all about this chorus.
Life is good.
We're doing so well.
Yahweh, life is good.
For all the regular listener crew.
Life is good, only our way. Life is good, life is good, all the time. Wake up in the morning, and to give thanks and praise. Open up the gift, call a brand new day. This life is fantastic, it's easy, it's hard, it's intense, it's
with y'all. And on and on and on. Rode around hometown on the day I was born. But some things change and don't change at all. Like the ghetto feel the pressure on them. Coppers goose stepping on them. Hungry got they weapon loaded. It could pop at any moment. Say a prayer for the sick and the suffering. The all turners, the hard workers and hustlers. The sinners and saints, the cons and the customers. I came up with them. I keep in touch with them. I show love for them. Show love again. I plant a seed and grow love again. It's most love again. The celebrated long time. Elevated morning star. Decorated voice of imagination. Inspiration, information. Salute the Zulu Nation. It's like peace, unity, love. Let's have some fun. It's like Def Key rocking it. You should be rocking it. Brooklyn rocking it. You should be rocking it. Dextreme rocking it. You should be rocking it. It ain't no stopping the sun.
And life is good. Life is good. Life is good.
Her voice so cool, says, son, you're a jewel. Protect mine and heart and your soul won't lose. If they prove untrue, then don't eat they fool. Take care of yourself, creator got the rest. And never mind stress, just do your best. So plain, so sweet, and it hit me so deep. With all the blues in the news, that's news that I need. To give thanks, spread love, proceed. Not so slow or too swift, off speed. Cruise control and view the road. And move your body, body, save your soul. And stay home. Be proud, cry when you need to and laugh out loud. Like peace, unity, love, let's have some fun. It's like Def Key rockin' it, you should be rockin' it. Dexy rockin' it, you should be rockin' it. Brooklyn rockin' it, you should be rockin' it. There ain't no stopping the sun. Once again, like Def Key.
Okay, just to put you all in the picture, all the live crew. Of course, to the podcast crew, this doesn't really matter because these names might not be listed, but we're having a real problem with Crooked Eye at the moment, mainly because he's not picking up and his voicemail is now full. So, we are trying, as you can understand. Chino XL, which we advertised, pulled out about 40 minutes before we went on air. He pulled out the interview. So again, we are trying his phone off air, seeing if maybe he's finished with the business he had to take care of at the scheduled time. And we are still trying both Crooked Eye and Chino XL, just for all the live crew, so you know what's happening. Just being honest, we're just regular guys, that's all we are, isn't it?
So fresh. Oh man, it's my joint.
Into this one, Static Selector, Taliquali, brand new.
Farley the crib, same as I ever been. Whatever I went through the day before, the night before. What I'm saying as I ever been. Just like wash away, you know. It's a new day, same as I ever been. This the greatest city in the world. Ain't nothing easy, people as greasy as Jerry Curls. Man, your favorite rapper, not a leader. Got coke, but it's not a leader. We eat the scraps like we bought a fetus. Like crabs in the battle, wrong apparel get you into a battle. Blout and the bullet go to your head like the rock star fame. My life is like a rock star game. The block got flames. We jump out of the pot into the fire when we speaking on a higher plane. Deeper than Leviathan and sweeter than the violin. The music sweep you off your feet while the system try to keep you in the street. Even cops walk the beat. Crooks face the music. Sound like the block is the perfect place to do it. We up all night till the break of dawn. It's like I'm born again when I hear my favorite song. Come on. So fresh.
What I'm same as I ever been.
So fresh.
Come on.
What when I hear my favorite song. Come on.
So fresh. What I'm same as I ever been.
So fresh.
Same as I ever been.
Some folks give them less than good. Whole life right there, they never left the hood. The city got nothing for them. Out of sight, out of mind, so they just ignore them. Sit back and they twist backwards. Nothing guaranteed except death and taxes.
That's why they get so high. Stand in one spot, watch life go by. The hands on the clock go slower than the van on the block. Every plan is a scam or a plot. Every man got his hand in the pot, but nobody got a pot to piss in. The preacher preaching, they don't stop and listen. Hard living, cars driven at a high speed pace and a high speed chase. You can read between the lines in my face. I was up all night long listening to my favorite song. So fresh. What I'm same as ever been. When I hear my favorite song, come on. When I hear my favorite song, so fresh. What I'm same as ever been. So fresh. When I hear my favorite song.
As we just rinse these Static Selector tracks that he sent over.
Static Selector. Welcome to Liberty City. Chase is on. Catch up, catch up, catch up. Live out of Broker, time for the close up. But I don't do warnings, I surprise like I hold up. So I'm through warning, I arrive when it slows up. On my standstill, I'm disguised like a poster. They don't want no such, no pause, no cut, no walk on it. It's the same when it's opened up as it was when it was surround. Too raw to ignore, so I done turn listeners to stands. Giving up a hand is the obvi. Aiming for AQ, but feeling like it's already behind me. Meaning that I'm probably attracting the hate. They'd rather see me in Albany State, but I'm straight. I take all that and turn it to all this. And these motherfuckers is barely arm's length. And I'm all in, so tell them you can count mine. The chase on, I'm about mine. Let's get it going. The chase is on, the chase is on. They chasing each other while I'm chasing ones. They chasing each other while I'm chasing ones. I get mine for the chase is done. See the chase is on. The chase is on, the chase is on. They chasing each other while I'm chasing ones. They chasing each other while I'm chasing ones. I get mine for the chase is done. See the chase is on. I'm too accustomed to living in my customs. On touchy Tuesdays, they beg me to touch one. The city is mine, and if it's not, you couldn't pay anybody to believe. Different eye, dead real. But still, I'm in it for the liberty. The blind is on, so it's harder to get to me. You don't gotta signal me, homie, I'm cool. Heavy in the trunk, come to beat 102. When I keeps on the move, no dwindling down. Picture me surrendering now and then delete it. Walk in my shoes to see if you fit them. Too addicted to chicken palm and Drusillas. I'm too much of a star when I'm a star junction for me to ever wanna go give up this. So therefore add me to the lead in the chase, and whatever I need I'ma take, you know. The chase is on, the chase is on. They chasing each other while I'm chasing ones. They chasing each other while I'm chasing ones. I get mine for the chase is done. See the chase is on. The chase is on, the chase is on. They chasing each other while I'm chasing ones. They chasing each other while I'm chasing ones. I get mine for the chase is done. See the chase is on.
Send this one out to B-Rad if he's still locked. Thank you for this. Brand new classified. Exclusive. Shout out to Demick. Gonna check that right now, man. Respect. We're gonna rock for the next 15 minutes while we still try and contact Crooked Eye and Chino. Then we might bounce.
Well, admitted I'm a hypocrite, yeah. Trying to get a grip. Let me flip the script. I'm seeing things a little different. I was the one that never hit a split. Now it's like every time it's lit, I need to get a bit. I go on fishing trips, but hate fishing chips. Never handle business, but always busy in the midst of it. Shit, I'm an animal, but tamer than a house cat. Cheese don't concern me, but I'm caught up in this mousetrap. Still unsure what I stand for. I'm just a man torn, walking blind, caught up in a sandstorm. I always say that I'm a one-man band, but I got more guys on stage and you can count on one hand. Damn, I'm confusing. Roll up the hydro. I hate cigarettes, but I'm addicted to tobacco. Won't break the bank, but I'll break some bread. And I don't wanna lose my hair, but then I shave my head. Whether wrong or right, I'ma give you what you need. Cause my whole life I had to keep up to the beat. So I hold tight, I gotta get them where I'm fitting. Hit them with the rhythm, and when the beat goes on, it's trouble. And when the beat goes on, and when the beat goes on,
never did. Still got my values, but switched out my etiquette. This industry don't come with benefits. That's why I'm saving for a rainy day and trying to stay ahead of it. I freeze time when I reach minds, and each line is universal like a peace sign, so keep trying. I ain't a fighter, but I love pretending. Don't get it twisted, but I ain't a bitch, I ain't surrendering. I ain't your everyday rapper with a love for form whips at the club, scoring chicks, it ain't the skill I was born with. I usually stay at home, paying off these mortgages, watch a couple porn flicks, eating bags of corn chips.
Whether hot or right, I'ma give you what you need, cause my whole life I had to keep up to the beat. So I hold tight, I gotta get it where I fit it. Hit them with the rhythm, and when the beat goes on, it's and when the beat goes on.
Now take a minute and take a listen. From Enfield, straight spitting, originate from Great Britain. Proud Maritimer, drinking in my neighbor's kitchen. Empty out the fridge, usually we overstay a visit. Used to think I didn't care what people said, till I double checked message boards before I went to bed. And I always said this fame won't go to my head. Then I catch myself thinking I'm that dude like Devin. Shit, I know I'm gonna grow, cause it's a love-hate relationship. Some things will come and go, but yo, I learned to live, live and learn. We all hypocritical as far as I'm concerned.
Whether wrong or right, I'ma give you what you need, cause my whole life I had to keep up to the beat. So I hold tight, I gotta get them where I fit it. Hit them with the rhythm, and when the beat goes on, it's and when the beat goes on,
hypocrite.
And when the beat goes on, it's and when the beat goes on.
Of course, the sound of Classified. Track is called Trouble.
Yeah. A little something extra, niggas.
Too strong.
Y'all niggas think it's a game? Until bullets start flying, niggas start dying. Touched by the iron, sitting in
the damn, this is the one.
Fucking lying, ready to pounce, smoking up.
DJ Premier, Black Poet. Friday Night Live show on a Wednesday.
Strong. Y'all niggas think it's a game? Until bullets start flying, niggas start dying. Touched by the iron, sitting in a cut like a motherfucking lion. Ready to pounce, smoking an ounce. Got my feet up waiting in your house on the couch. Y'all niggas had it good for too long. You can't win in the hood, I'm too strong. Black Poet got the rap like I'm packing a gun. If I was D, I'd be getting that Reverend run. Oh shit, y'all niggas in trouble now. Queensbridge Rebel, I came to shut them down. Let me know, yo, tell me who's meaner. Raise a sharp tongue and flow like Katrina. You ain't never in your life witness a nigga with the sickness, I made a hit list. And I'm ready to name names, you lucky. Primo is cool with you lames, but I'm not. I leave enemies beat up and shot, chopped up Swiss cheese. Fuck all y'all bitch ass niggas for life. I'm here to eat the pie and spit on your slice. Let me tell you again, I don't play the black bastard master sensei. I get it in on a regular, dominate any competitor in the area. Combinate one part poet, one part primo. Mix it together, you got a hip hop dream, yo. You deserve this shit, you good people. And when it comes to this, there's none equal. Maniac, Black Poet on the track. I love when I hear the beat go. Better duck when you hear the heat go. Click clack, you a walkie talkie nigga, full of chit chat. How you skip the line? Get the fuck in the back. I can go on and on and on and float to the morning. Rooster calling, action packed, it's never boring. Niggas want drama, call me, I'm all in.
Black Poet, don't forget, please. We encourage you to check us out on Twitter, Mr_Montana and Menace UK. Add us up on Twitter, follow us, you know, get all the updates and everything. This Friday the 20th, it's all about Tim Westwood, Peter North, hopefully Cannabis, and many, many more. We've got a whole lineup for you this Friday. It's going to be a crazy show, and we're really looking forward to it. As you can probably hear, we're very tired now. 2:20 a.m. Been grinding really hard.
Sorry, I'm just reaching for the Red Bull over there.
Yeah, we need more than that, man. We need crack cocaine at this point. let's call G. Let's call G Depp and try and get a bit.
Let's do it. No,
sorry, man. What were you going to say?
We need Alex Martin, Kenneth Burtworth to hurry up with a fucking show. That's what we need.
Yeah, I think so. I like the way you put that. No, I think we do. Nobody will ever use that word fucking in the same sentence of Kenneth Butterworth. So, that's good, man. That's good. I've really enjoyed tonight. It's such a shame that Chino pulled out.
Of course.
We've tried to contact him, obviously, off air for the past 30 minutes. At the off chance we could make it happen, it's not happened. And of course, with Crooked Eye, it's a case of no answer off air and a full inbox now. So we're kind of thinking we've tried various different methods to get both our scheduled guests on, but it doesn't look as though they're going to be added to the playlist or the guest list, I should say, tonight. So it's all good though. I've really enjoyed it. Royce the 5'9", Joel Ortiz, Joe Budden, midweek Friday Night Live show. It's going to be about Slaughterhouse, I am sure.
Yeah, me too. And, everybody don't forget to cop Joe's album on, is it Tuesday, I think it's dropping, February the 24th, he said.
Yeah, absolutely. But if you do cop it, though, be expecting variation. You're not going to get an album of darkness. Unlike what Joe said, I'm sorry, it's not an album of darkness. So, but no, definitely cop it, though. But, yes, right. Anyway, this is the part of the show where we should have switched off a long time ago. Listen, everybody, thank you so much for being with us tonight. We hope you've enjoyed it. And we'll be back this Friday. Don't miss Friday. It's going to be wavy. It's going to be doogie.
Oh, man. It's going to be controversial. Controversial.
Yeah, gloves off. Gloves off radio. Oh. Bareback radio. That's what it's going to be. This Friday, 20th. Don't miss it. Right, so we're about to bounce. Is that it then? Do we have to go?
No. The way you said that, I'm sorry.
Is there anything else we could offer the listeners? Is there anything like kind of a little wink at the end or something?
Well, this
Daniel
the US
Barch,
ended.
Or, just a little.
Well, there's a girl called. Do I say her name? Does this girl remain anonymous, or she's looking to start work with Peter North, if I'm right?
Is that the girl who owns that hawk company that sells hawks?
Yeah, that would be her, yeah.
I can try.
She's on
Skype. I'll try her now. Yeah. Great she is. I think in many ways, in terms of entrepreneurism, who sells hawks nowadays? Where can you buy a hawk?
Exactly. So, you can't?
No, you can't.
It's a rarity. What about pigeons?
I'm trying to call her now on Skype. She's not picking up.
She's not picking up.
No.
Okay, she's probably practicing for the shoot. I don't know.
Okay, maybe she'll call us back. So she's not available. That would have been good. We could have spoke about hawks, and the hawks. I wouldn't laugh at hawks, but she's definitely doing her thing, so she can't come on then.
No.
Well, it's always a last moment and a last chance gasp thing, but what about Daniel? I wonder if, a little bit of guidance, a bit of Jesus, something spiritual to end the show. Let's try.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, let's do that. Let's call Daniel. We'll end up with a...
Yeah, calling him now. So,
excellent.
See if he's there.
Slaughterhouse, what does it mean to you, Daniel?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hello, Daniel. Sorry to call on you. We're just finishing our show off, and we're asking you to deliver something which is spiritual to end the show, please.
Okay. Thanks for putting me on the spot, guys. The most important thing that I could tell anybody about God, or the most important thing anybody really needs to know, is the gospel. And the gospel is found many places in the Bible, but one place it's very clearly found is in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I'll just read this to you and make a few brief comments. 1 Corinthians 15, starting in the beginning of the chapter. Now I make known to you, brothers, the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, in which also you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preached to you, unless you believed it in vain. For I deliver to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter, then to the 12. After that he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom remain until now, but some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, as it were, to one untimely born, he appeared to me also. So I'll cut right there. Mm-hmm. Just make a few comments.
Yep.
Because we're live right now, right?
Yeah. Yep, live.
Okay, thanks. Okay, verse 3 there. He says, this is of first importance. Like I said at the beginning, this is the most important thing anybody can know. Secondly, verse 3, he said that Christ died for our sins. Why would Christ have to die for our sins? Why couldn't God have dealt with our sins in some less painful method to himself? Why couldn't he just have said, you know, everybody just say you're sorry and I'll forgive you? Or why couldn't he have said, you know, kill a duck or something and I'll forgive you? Mm. It's because our sins are so serious. We've rebelled against God so deliberately, so flagrantly, and so often that the only way that God could forgive us and still be righteous and still be just is for him to allow his son to die in our place. Christ died as a willing sacrifice, lived a perfect life, died in our place, took the wrath of God that we deserve so that we could be forgiven, be reconciled to God. And then at the end of that verse 3, it says, according to the Scriptures, Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. And that's referring to the fact that the Old Testament prophesied and foretold in many ways that Jesus was going to come, that he would take our place, so that the Jewish people, when that happened, they could look back afterward and see how all of Scripture to that point had been pointing forward to Christ. Mm. Then verse 4, he died, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. Why was it that Jesus was raised from the dead? Why didn't he just go back directly to heaven? It's because there needed to be public evidence and public testimony to the fact that Christ had defeated death. Death is the ultimate expression and punishment for sin. So by showing his victory over death, he showed that he had conquered sin and giving us the hope of resurrection as well. So that's the most important thing that anybody can know, and to receive the reconciliation that Christ has purchased, a person needs to turn from their sin, we call that repentance, and put their trust in Christ and not in their own goodness to save them. Mm. All right. Thanks,
okay,
guys.
Daniel, thank you so much for that spiritual end to the show.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. God bless. Speak soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Well, that's certainly picked me up. I hope it's picked all the listeners up out there. So that's the spiritual side. Is there anybody else? I'm looking now on the studio Skype. Anybody tried a different element to the end of the show? I don't think so. I honestly, truly don't think so, unless we call a Chinese person. Let's try. Let's get a Chinese perspective.
Let's try it. Let's
why
try
not?
It.
There's no harm in it. Don't dismiss the Chinese. No, busy. Oh, no, far too busy to be on an international show. She is. So
okay. What about Chatika in the big city? She's from Thailand.
Yeah. Can you
Chatika in the big city? No, she probably won't be able to speak a word of English. But
no,
Rachel does.
She does. We'll try one more time, and then after this, of course, we will be out tonight. Just kind of, you know, trying to make that big conclusion to the show, more than just like saying bye-bye. We, you know, we've had the spiritual side from Daniel Bartsch, and now it's more about the Hawks. It's about the, well, she sells them. Who is this? Says the Chinese woman.
Oh. Okay. She's a bit of a social hermit, is Rachel.
It would certainly appear that way, but it has to be said, her status is on away, so I don't know if, or not available, like Marley Marl puts on, so I don't know. I don't know if that's going to be possible. I'll try a Chinese woman again.
Look at her picture!
Well, that's ruined that one. I think she probably heard you say that. Right, okay, look at her picture. That's the final statement for tonight. Thank you so much for being with us. We tried to add a novel and totally impromptu end to the show. But it, apart from Daniel's spiritual guidance, it didn't really work. But anyway, we'll catch you this Friday. We're going to be talking about pornography. We're going to be talking about everything which is related to manhood and masculinity with Peter North. We're going to be talking with Tim Westwood about music and hip-hop in the UK in 2009. and his possible retirement. He's going to be mentioned about Most Def, etc. That's going to be coming up. Tim Westwood and other guests as well, hopefully including Cannabis, who our connect has not come through tonight and has not secured while we were on air. He said he would do, so we could announce it officially. But fingers crossed, Cannabis this Friday and much, much more. Thank you for being in tune. It has been the Friday Night Live Show on a Wednesday. Peace.
Peace.
Bunch of pigs.